Reconnect and heal today. Welcome to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Welcome to Love Never Dies Radio on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network that broadcasts in 136 countries. And Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love on Binge Networks TV. And we're also live streaming on YouTube. So I have a question for you. Did you know that each of us has a gland that can turn on or off the fountain of youth and even awaken or shut down your intuition? It's true. This tiny gland controls how fast we age, how fast the body deteriorates, and all cultures have revered this tiny gland as the seat of the soul and the third eye. It's called the pineal gland, and it sees beyond the physical view of our first two eyes, accounting for our sixth sensibility and our intuition. The pineal gland gives us those feelings to do or not do something, which turns out to be for our best good. What we call a gut feeling is really the pineal gland. It's a sense that tells us whether something is ethical or morally right in terms of our relationship with other people. It's an internal rudder and it's a navigation tool not to be underestimated. So today we're going to talk about powerful strategies that care for and enhance the working of this very important and powerful gland. My guest today, you've come to know, she comes on my show every month, Sandy Sanderson, founder and CEO of Electromagnesium Skin and Muscle Care Products. She has a Bachelor's of Arts degree with a specialty in marketing and business. And she herself suffered from years of chronic stress and deadlines and developed severe heart arrhythmias and a health crisis that she resolved using transdermal magnesium. And this led her to the development of a natural magnesium delivery system with products for all ages, Electra with a K, not a C, electromagnesium.com.au. So Sandy, welcome back.
Thank you, Jamie. Lovely to be back.
Yes.
So today we're going to talk about a really important, super important gland, and it's teeny, teeny tiny. It's only the size of a pea or a small bean, and it sits in the middle, smack bang in the middle of the brain. So it is referred to as the third eye, as you mentioned. It's located kind of level with the eyes if you go straight back from the middle. And then if you run your tongue along the hard palate and you get to like a little shelf and then it turns into the soft palate, where you feel that change, go straight up and then straight back and kind of in the middle of your brain, that's where the pineal gland sits. And it's shaped like a pine cone, which follows the sacred geometry of the Fibonacci sequence. And it's just a single unit. It's a single gland, whereas the other glands of the body come in sets. They're doubles, they're hemispheres.
Go on. Say what the Fibonacci sequence is for those who are not familiar with what you're referring to.
Well, it's the golden mean, the spiral. So all living things follow this mathematical formula of life. And you know, when leaves unfold and things spirals, you have spiral galaxies there, and even the human body follows the golden mean ratio. And this means that everything is in proportion. And also we find things look good and they're artistic when the eye recognizes that something is in line with the sacred geometry, so the golden mean. So it really is the basis of life. It's the mathematics of what life is made of. And you can follow the golden mean in frogs, in animals, in, you know, every life form follows this mathematical formula. And so we're very interconnected with the universe. The universe is electrical. We are electrical beings operating in an electrical universe. And the pineal gland is very, very important because it's kind of a navigation device. I call it a device. The more I've been reading about it, the more I recognize that it's kind of an instrument and it helps us navigate. It's like an organic biological GPS system. And, you know, when you send a prayer to someone or you try and connect with them on the other side of the planet, like we're doing, what if we didn't have any equipment, but using your meditation skills and the help of your pineal gland device, locate that other person and send them loving thoughts and prayers, and that, you know, they hit the mark. How does that happen? And also people have a sense of direction, which also is assisted by the pineal gland. Animals, vertebrate, they all have a pineal gland, and it helps them work out what true north is. So you might think don't have a sense of direction like me. I don't think, but you know, we apparently all do have an innate system, but it goes to sleep sometimes because we don't use it like we would have used it in days gone past when we lived a more jungle-like primitive lifestyle and we had to work out where we are. Now we have a very civilized, very controlled lifestyle, and we rely a lot on gadgets and things, and so our innate ability can go to sleep a little bit.
You know, speaking of going to sleep, when you were saying, when I have to get up at a certain time, this internal clock in my head wakes me at the right time. And I bet you that's connected to your pineal gland too.
Yes, it is, because so it's a geolocation device. So it works together with the suprachiasmatic nuclei. So that's another little
Say that next three times fast.
Yeah, I know. I was practicing. Are you impressed?
I am. But I'll say it three times fast.
This is the body clock, and it can work out at what time of the day in the 24-hour time cycle we are in the diurnal cycle. So that's the sleep-wake daytime-nighttime cycle, the circadian rhythm it's called as well. So what happens with the pineal gland is that it needs to be stimulated by sunshine, full spectrum sunshine during the daytime. During the daytime, it's not making melatonin. During the daytime, it's making serotonin, and serotonin is a hormone, a neurotransmitter that helps us feel satisfied and awake, alert, happy. It's a feeling good kind of a hormone. And so we use that hormone and we get motivated and active. And that's our daytime hit, if you like, in a natural way. But at nighttime, so serotonin is supposed to subside because it's associated with adrenaline, you know, action type hormones.
Before we go on, I just want to say one thing. So, because I think people might be wondering, we need sun in order to activate the pineal gland to produce serotonin in the day, melatonin at night. And a lot of people have been told, you can't have sun in your eyes, you will get eye cancer. You can't have sun on your skin, you will get... Now, obviously, for the pineal gland to be activated, you've got to have the sun without sunglasses.
Well, yes, everything is relative to quantity. Obviously, you can overdo anything, but you need some sunshine. We are electrical beings, and our skin works like a solar panel. And so as the sunlight, so your eyes can take up, and it's good for your eyes to have some sunlight. Obviously, you don't look directly into the sun. But the full spectrum sunlight, and it's very important for it to be full spectrum, not, you know, it's a synthetic LED light doesn't do the same thing. It must be full spectrum. And they can even use full spectrum light that mimics sunlight. They've been doing it to help people recover from depression using light therapy. So the light passes through the optic nerve, which crosses at the back of the first two eyeballs. And then it goes to the suprachiasmatic nuclei. How do they do? And that stimulates a chain reaction where tryptophan is converted then to serotonin, which sends serotonin is then converted to melatonin. So there's a process which is stimulated, first of all, by the sunlight. So when the sun goes down and it gets darker and darker, serotonin subsides. And by the time it gets super dark and we're really calm and relaxed, this is how it's supposed to happen, we go to sleep and we move into deeper, deeper sleep. So we've done another show on sleep, if you want to refer to that one. And around about between the hours of midnight and 4 a.m. roughly, the melatonin is produced by the pineal gland. And it has a super important job. It's a really powerful neuroprotective antioxidant. And that antioxidant is used to clean up mess that's produced from the metabolism of the daytime. And so, you know, any time we make energy, so the mitochondria goes into its metabolism, which is called oxidative phosphorylation. So it's like a combustion oven. It uses the nutrients we give it and the magnesium, and it makes energy, electrical energy, and that's stored in little ATP batteries for use as you need it. And that process produces waste products, and they're acidic, they're free radicals. So the more mitochondria and the more electrical activity an organ has, such as the brain, the more waste products are produced. And if you don't neutralize them and get rid of them, they can become toxic. Those acids can destroy healthy cells. And so we rely on enough melatonin which is produced during deep sleep and our deep sleep cycles, to clean up that mess. It cleans up the cerebrospinal fluid, which connects the brain all the way down, up and down the spine. And that innervates all the nervous system going up and down. In addition, it connects with the vagus nerve. So all of the nervous system depends on the cleanup process that happens at nighttime in the brain using the melatonin. So there's much more to this gland than meets the eye. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
So I'm so impressed with it, because that power of that antioxidant is much, much more than vitamin E, vitamin C. We really need it. And if you're not sleeping properly, you're not getting into those deep sleep cycles, or you have light sleeps that aren't producing enough melatonin, then you can wake up feeling pretty well like crap. It can give you bad headaches, toxic headaches that are at the base of the neck, the base of the head, top of the neck, you know, top of the spine. They're associated with the accumulation of waste chemicals in the body, and you feel that in the nervous system. So it's been called for millennia by cultures all over the world. The pineal gland has been called the third eye, and it highly revered by shamans and you know, people who tap into that spiritual realm, because it not only produces melatonin, but it also produces DMT, dimethyl tryptophan. So that's a psychedelic. And psychedelics, funnily enough, are used now by several specialist therapists around the world to do psychedelic-assisted treatment, so mental health treatment to cure depression.
People go on ayahuasca trips.
That's true. But the most common ones used in the medications use psilocybin and MDMA. So they give people, apparently they're not addictive like other kind of mental health drugs that are used in the psychiatric industry. And they have promising results that are long lasting, and people don't become addicted. And they come back after their managed trip, if you like, feeling extreme love and happiness and a feeling of belonging and connectedness with other people and all living things. And they have this amazing feeling of, you know, it's very euphoric, and they kind of feel like they've worked everything out. And whereas before they started the treatment, they had terrible feelings of anxiety, something wasn't right. They were constantly feeling stressed, couldn't relax, and problems kept rotating and circling around in their head and wouldn't leave them alone. So a lot of people are plagued now with these our mental health problems more and more. The more stress they have, the more you lose magnesium. And magnesium is really important to help the body make that melatonin. All the enzymes involved in synthesizing and changing the tryptophan to the serotonin to the melatonin all involve magnesium. And funnily enough, too, that the pineal gland has lots and lots of mitochondria, which are used to create energy, which are hungry for the magnesium. So if you have a magnesium deficiency, it's also going to be difficult to make enough melatonin for you to detox the brain and the central nervous system. So everything affects how the brain works. If you don't make enough melatonin and you haven't cleaned up the mess during the night, if you haven't done the housekeeping, you wake up feeling not rested, like you haven't slept, you got brain fog, and fatigue sets in. And if fatigue sets in, then you can be depressed as well. You can have a dark outlook on life rather than the sunny one. So I suggest you go out in the sun, get some sunshine, walk on the beach, go swimming, because all of these things contribute to helping your body create the right antioxidants, such as the melatonin, for you to recover from the nighttime, from the daytime exertions, because it's the level of activity and the metabolism that causes the waste products, which are free radicals.
Just even eating, just your diet, the stress of the day, the stress produces these acidic wastes, all of the aspects of living and just digesting food. Yeah.
It does, even if you have a healthy, fresh food lifestyle and you take all your supplements. If you have a lot of stress, that kind of can overbalance and still impede your health, because stress weighs a lot on the system. It produces a lot of acids and a lot of toxic wastes. So we need to be able to control the stresses, because it can go into a downward spiral. So good sleep, so magnesium and a healthy lifestyle and avoiding the chemicals and, you know, heavy metals and things that can block your nutrition. And, you know, gut health is a big one, because if you're not digesting your food properly, if the stomach doesn't make enough stomach acid, if you can't break down your proteins, and the protein foods have the tryptophan that you need to start the process of making the melatonin, if you can't break it down properly, you're not able to extract and absorb the nutrients you need. So you need to make sure your stomach is working properly, and then, you know, your intestinal health is there. You've got your good microbiome, your beneficial bacteria helping to further digest the foods and absorb things you need. And they also help your immune system, and they produce their own kind of antioxidants, which help maintain the gut lining, and they service, they make neurotransmitters that service the nervous system. So those chemicals go back up into the brain, and there's your gut-brain connection. And guess what? The gut, the endothelial lining of the gut also makes melatonin. So for a long time, scientists thought it was just the pineal gland, but pretty well all cells, all tissue, organs have been found to make melatonin. But there's a melatonin that's made by the pineal gland, and then there's the extra pineal gland melatonin, all the other melatonin in the body. And the other kind of melatonin is made during the day and it goes into the normal blood circulation, whereas the nighttime melatonin, which is made by the pineal gland, and that's only made at nighttime by the pineal gland, that specifically goes into the cerebral spinal fluid. So the central nervous system and the brain gets the benefit of the pineal gland. And the pineal gland also is the only gland responsible for regulating the body clock. So the melatonin seems to be, its main function is a powerful antioxidant, but the body clock function belongs to the pineal gland.
So you're a shift worker, like where you do swing shifts and you don't go to sleep at night but work at night, those people always have an imbalance in their melatonin production. It hurts their production of melatonin. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, because they're going against what's natural. So because your pineal gland is keyed, it's keyed into the earth circulating or rotating around itself, and then the earth rotating around the sun. So it's totally locked into the system of the earth's rotation, its resonance, its electromagnetic field, and then also seasonal changes as it moves around the sun. So people have sometimes a seasonal disorder as well. They you know, when the winter comes and it's dark time, they can't rev up, there's not enough sunshine. And then vitamin D levels go down because you need the sunshine on your skin to make vitamin D. And so the skin uses the sun plus magnesium and sulfate, cholesterol sulfate, to make the vitamin D, which is super important for your immune system and brain health and bone strength. So, you know, we need the sunshine. You do get vitamin D, by the way, also from certain fats like cod liver oil and butter.
Cod liver.
Yeah. So people who are living more closer to the Arctic regions that don't get much sunlight rely a lot more on eating the vitamin D from fats. They eat very high fat diets and seal blubber and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. So then they're getting the heavy metal toxicity, which then blocks the absorption of the magnesium, which is the precursor to making melatonin. So, oh, Lord, have mercy. You know, it's like everything circles around, and we have a much harder time now because of how polluted our environment is and our food supply. Sandy, you know, we have to take a break in a second. And I have something that when we start talking about the ways that we can raise our melatonin, I'm going to tell you something I never thought of until today. I'm so excited about this. Well, we'll be back in a moment on Love Never Dies Radio and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
Hi, it's Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Did you know all it takes is one stress, one accident, or one illness to trigger PTSD? Did you know that all the stress associated with the pandemic has created what I call the new global PTSD pandemic stress syndrome? And don't be so quick to say, I don't have PTSD, because many conditions like depression, anxiety, pain syndrome, sleep disorders, and sexual dysfunctions are actually PTSD in disguise. And don't be fooled. Even after the pandemic is behind us, your PTSD will not go away by itself. Don't despair. In my latest book, If You Think You Don't Have PTSD, Think Again, I share a simple, research-backed, drug-free remedy for reversing the global PTSD pandemic stress syndrome. This is a solution your doctor doesn't likely know about. Read If You Think You Don't Have PTSD, Think Again today, and be on the road to recovery right away.
If You Think You Don't Have PTSD, Think Again became a number one international bestseller within 24 hours of its publication. Grab your copy on Amazon and find out why.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe. Relax and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you yearn to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about Kiss Your Fights Goodbye at AskDrLove.com. This is Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener. Once again, here's Dr. Turndorf.
Hello again, and welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And Dr. Turndorf, turn on the love on Binge Networks TV, and we're streaming live on YouTube. I'm talking with my dear friend, Sandy Sanderson. I said in one of her posts, she knows more than most MDs, and that is true. Every time you hear her speak and see her on my shows, you must be as blown away as I am by how she connects all the dots. So today we're talking about how you can tap into the fountain of youth and increase your intuition by helping your pineal gland. So Sandy, we had to stop. And I always hesitate to stop because we're at always a very important point, and it's hard to break in. You know, I'm sure people want to know what habits we can do to improve our pineal gland functioning, right? And we've spoken a little bit about, you know, get the sun without sunscreen, without sunglasses, you know, moderate amounts of sun. Use the magnesium, which is the precursor that helps the pineal gland create the necessary neurotransmitters, also helps the bowel create. So we also, would this be a good moment to talk about some of the other things that people can do, or would you like to wait until the third segment to discuss that and talk more about the pineal gland? Where would you like to go?
Yeah, I think we'll finish up with some solutions and recommendations. You know, it all comes down to lifestyle, really. Every time we talk about something to do with health, it's always about housekeeping. This is the major crux of it all. So our cells are like little factories. They have to produce energy. You put nutrients in, which are the materials to fuel the combustion, and then it produces waste products. And then those acids and waste have to be neutralized and dissolved and removed and pooped out.
Or peed out.
How it all works.
Just thinking, if you use the analogy of a dumpster, if the dumpster is full to the brim with garbage, if you try to put healthy diet or nutrients into a filthy dumpster, there's nowhere for it to go. So, you know, a lot of the diseases, apart from being related to a deficiency in magnesium, they're due to toxicity. So if you have to clean the cells out, right, before you can put the good stuff in.
Yes. Yeah. So, I kind of liken it to a railroad track, which has to be kept nice and smooth for that electrical system to move very smoothly and streamline and work efficiently with the least amount of effort. And if rocks or dirt or something gets onto the track, then not only can you disrupt the train or cause an accident, but you can also increase the wear and tear on those little wheels, and the whole mechanism can get corrupted and broken and damaged. And so those train tracks in the body are like the electrical cables, the electrical system, the nervous system. It has to flow electrons, so energy has to flow very smoothly. And energy and information are connected, just like you can get your internet delivered on your electricity line. So information can pass along electricity wires, and the same thing happens in your body. And so we need to have those nervous system networks smooth. The cables have to be smooth. And that also applies to the endothelial linings. So we have fibrous connections and ligaments and things, collagen systems in the body that help transport, like cables, those electrical signals. And we also have the endothelial linings and even the skin itself, the outside lining of the body, is actually an electrical conductor too. So inside we have the endothelial lining of the gut, and everything has to be running smoothly, but if it gets bumpy or open or broken, it doesn't run smoothly. Those electrical signals get stuck, and we can accumulate. I mean, the gut is a classic example. If you're not eliminating regularly, you can develop diverticulitis, like pockets in all the bends, and feces can get stuck and, you know, can get dry and get bigger and can blow up. And, you know, women can even get endometriosis if they have chronic constipation, because that colon gets too big and that pushes on the uterus, and the pressure, instead of cleaning the body out and having a good cleanse, you know, and it might be some colonics, it depends on your doctor and your naturopath what they recommend, but a lot of women have had to resort to hysterectomies because they've had problems bleeding and the endometriosis, and the problem may have been this colon being compacted. And had it have been clean, they may have been able to avoid such an invasive operation. So the researchers are learning a lot from past experiences, and things are hopefully getting better. But, you know, just beware to make sure that you check up on how your digestive system is working and if you're eliminating properly, because you want to keep all those channels and cables running smoothly without blockages in the pipes. And
so
the
about eliminating properly, you know, Dr. Schultz believes you have to have one bowel movement for every meal, and that you should be, you know, pooping very soon after the meal. Other people only poop once a day. So what do you think is how do you know you're properly eliminating?
Well, there's a range, and not everyone is exactly the same as everyone else. My husband, for instance, as soon as he wakes up in the morning, he has to run to the toilet, and he's scared he won't make it sometimes. He has to literally run to get there. We have an ensuite. It's not far from the bed. But me, my system is so slow to wake up. I have to have my cup of tea and my squeezed juice, and I have to wait a little bit, and I have a nice cappuccino because I find the coffee quite stimulating. Caffeine stimulates the liver and the wakes up those detox organs, and then my digestive system decides to clean itself out. So I've had since birth a sluggish bowel. I always remember as a child having problems as a teenager. I had that little swollen abdomen, and why didn't those other girlfriends have, you know, and I couldn't hold my tummy in. Things improved a lot when I learned more about, you know, good diet and roughage and vegetables and, you know, avoiding processed foods. My system cannot tolerate it. This depends a lot on the gut you inherit from your mother at birth. So it tends to follow the family line.
The microbiome, that's what you mean by the gut.
Yeah, the microbiome. So your collection of microorganisms you inherit, that's pollinated when you come through the birth canal, unless of course you came via a cesarean section. The mother's microbiome inoculates, if you like, the sterile environment of the newborn baby. And then they've got something to work with. And so you kind of inherit. So if your mother's been having problems, some of those not so good microbes come along with the package. And they tend to make it home and they tend to stay. So researchers are not quite sure how strongly this is also linked to your genetic inheritance or epigenetic inheritance. But however, you can change to some extent. You can fix problems that you may have inherited. It takes time and persistence and, you know, discipline, but things can change. So your genes don't make things set in stone. You're not locked in, if you like. You may come into the world with a particular problem, but you can fix it with, you know, knowledge and awareness and discipline. So I have a different system, and it's it sort of moved to a nice, manageable, normal position on the scale, but it's in no way as fast acting as my husband's digestive system, which is really fast and efficient. And I'm so jealous. Yeah. But we're all different.
I think I've noticed men tend to poop more. I haven't done an empirical research on it, but they seem to poop more frequently and more regularly.
Might be their testosterone, because that's also an action type of a hormone, and it revs you up and it gets the adrenaline going. And
Yes, I think that's true. And then maybe as the testosterone diminishes, then they're more constipated. Yeah, it feels to me like it's connected to the hormones, you know.
Which is then connected back to the pineal gland, because the pineal gland is a neuroendocrine gland. So it bridges the endocrine system and the brain.
Right.
That little tiny central go-between.
Right. Now, what about melanin? Because that's important in this equation, right?
Well, yeah. So melanin is that's what makes your skin tanned. Determines the color of the skin, and it's actually black. Pure melanin is black, but we see it as brown or shades of brown or tan because of the amount of melanin. And you know, it's just more diluted the lighter it gets, but it's black because it contains all the colors, and it absorbs all the light. It absorbs the full spectrum of all the light, and it's a really powerful antioxidant. And the skin has it because it protects the skin from radiation, from sun radiation. So the darker your skin, the more protected your skin, but then you don't get enough sunlight and you can have vitamin D deficiency. So this is like a seesaw effect. So I learned about the melanin particularly because I had 12, 13 years ago developed Hashimoto's hypothyroidism, and I had the autoimmune disorder of vitiligo, which is associated with that hypothyroid, where you get patches of white skin because the melanin cells die. They're killed by your own immune system. And this is because the system gets so overloaded with acids from stress, which I had been under, from sleep deprivation. Was I used to have a magazine, and when the GFC hit in 2008, I was working around the clock. I had to let some staff go, and I had to do a lot of extra work myself to get to the print deadline. And deadlines are always awful. They're one of the worst causes of stress. I hate deadlines. But I was sometimes working 24 hours without sleep. I'd go through the night and through the next day, and my body had to pump out a lot more adrenaline, and you know, it mimics drugs like cocaine. Right. And so my eyes were really wide and the pupils were wide, and I started shaking and, you know, just trying to stay awake. I was in this altered state of consciousness. It was really awful. I didn't realize at the time, you know, because when you're younger, you think you can do anything. I didn't realize at the time I was doing some damage, and that damage went to my melanin cells, my melanocytes. So it turns out that during deep sleep, when the pineal gland makes your melatonin, some of that melatonin is also used in a cascade to create melanocyte-stimulating hormones. So it makes skin cells, the particular skin cells that make the melanin that give you the tan color. And then they found that melanin is not only located in the skin, just like they thought, you know, a long time ago, that only the pineal gland makes melatonin, and then later they found melatonin is made in all of the cells and all of the organs. The same thing was found with melanin. Melanin is also found in all cells, and in particular, the major organs have a lot of it, and the detox organs, so your liver, your kidney, your heart, which is always working. It never stops. It's got to pump 24/7. And so and your brain, the substantia nigra, and so certain sections of the brain, they have a lot of electrical activity. So there's a lot of metabolism. There's a lot of mitochondria in there. Those little electrical factories churning through the materials to push out the energy to create that electricity. And they have a lot of waste products. So both the melatonin and the melanin have an antioxidant function. And they neutralize those free radicals, those waste products.
The acid. I hate to have to stop. We're running over for our break. So, I mean, I'm giving you a deadline, and I know I'm giving you stress, but we'll just take a deep breath, take a break, and we'll be back in a moment on Love Never Dies Radio. Dr. Turndorf, turn on the love. Hi, it's Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Did you know all it takes is one stress, one accident, or one illness to trigger PTSD? Did you know that all the stress associated with the pandemic has created what I call the new global PTSD pandemic stress syndrome? And don't be so quick to say, I don't have PTSD, because many conditions like depression, anxiety, pain syndrome, sleep disorders, and sexual dysfunctions are actually PTSD in disguise. And don't be fooled. Even after the pandemic is behind us, your PTSD will not go away by itself. Don't despair. In my latest book, If You Think You Don't Have PTSD, Think Again, I share a simple, research-backed, drug-free remedy for reversing the global PTSD pandemic stress syndrome. This is a solution your doctor doesn't likely know about. Read If You Think You Don't Have PTSD, Think Again today, and be on the road to recovery right away.
If You Think You Don't Have PTSD, Think Again became a number one international bestseller within 24 hours of its publication. Grab your copy on Amazon and find out why.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you can't stop crying over the bodily loss of a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's number one international bestseller, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, will show you how to toss out the tissues and transform your grief into joy using her groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and even heal unfinished business with those in spirit without the assistance of a medium, channeler, or psychic. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift, a free excerpt of Love Never Dies. And now, back to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Hello again. Welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio. And Dr. Turndorf, turn on the love. I am talking with Sandy Sanderson about how you can heal your pineal gland to turn on the fountain of youth and your intuition. So Sandy, we promised in the third segment we would talk about actual strategies, all right? And then I'm going to mention something that hit me like a light bulb. My pineal gland lit up. So I'm gonna talk about that too. So let's talk about some of these strategies, the dietary strategies, et cetera.
We got a lot to cram into the last session. I forgot to mention the statistic. The CDC reported that about 70 million Americans suffer from sleep disorders, and it's almost always associated with degenerative diseases and obesity, diabetes, heart disease, gut disorders, and even, mental disorders. People with schizophrenia and major depressive disorder have been found to have smaller pineal glands and calcified. And so the less sleep we have, the more problems we have with sleeping, the more the pineal gland tends to shrink and gets calcified. And if it gets calcified, it's not working properly. Because when we come into the world, when we're young, the pineal gland is nice and soft and juicy and it's working very well. And then as we get older with aging, it starts to calcify and shrink. It kind of dries up and then it's not working very well. And so you shorten your lifespan if you don't get enough sleep, enough restful deep sleep where you're producing the melatonin. And then you've got to deal with all sorts of other clogged tubes as well. So the pineal gland suffers more from calcification than any other organ in the body, because it sits outside the blood-brain barrier and it has a very strong blood supply. So it's exposed to a lot of things in the blood. So if the blood has excessive calcium in it, you know, it's flowing through that system. The calcium can deposit the same way calcium can deposit on your endothelial linings and cause hypertension, so high blood pressure, and cardiovascular disease. All of these things come from continued chronic stress, not getting enough magnesium, and then the calcium moving out of the bones and then settling in the soft tissue and joints, and in particular in the endothelial linings, stiffening up our tubes.
In calcium supplements, this is a big problem people don't think of, that they're over calcifying themselves.
Yeah, so we need some calcium, but we tend to get a lot in the food, but not enough magnesium. So it's about the balance, because the two minerals compete with one another.
Exactly. And calcium's the bully.
So one of the strategies for having a good night's sleep, you know, maybe for dinner time, that you eat foods rich in tryptophan. So they tend to be protein type foods, you know, chicken and fish and milk and eggs. The thing is that those kind of foods also contain a lot of calcium, especially milk. And, you know, it's been an age old thing, a tradition. I have European Austrian heritage, and that area, that region is very strong with dairy. So I can tolerate dairy. I don't have any lactose intolerance. So I'm good with milk, and having a warm glass of milk at night, with a little bit of honey and cinnamon, you know, if you can flavor it.
You want it really milk, unpasteurized milk, the A2.
Yes, absolutely. Not corrupted, not polluted, unprocessed where possible, full cream, and, you know, unadulterated, because that's where you've got all your good, you know, minerals and vitamins left in it. It hasn't leached out, been stripped out. And it doesn't contain chemicals, so make sure that you get organic. And, you know, so much today is genetically modified. We have to be very careful because of the pollution in our environment, and hopefully it will be cleared up in the future. But at the moment, we have to be very vigilant. If you want to stay healthy and extend your body clock and not have premature aging from degenerative diseases, then we need to be good housekeepers internally. So having high tryptophan foods can help. A really good strong magnesium bath, or rubbing magnesium on all over the body, because the magnesium can penetrate the skin quite easily, whereas if you take tablets or powders, there may be digestive issues, difficult to digest and absorb, and then it's slower, it doesn't get in as quickly either. So it's really calming if you have a nice magnesium massage as well. If you've got someone at home, we can even do a swap massage with the magnesium. It's really lovely and so good for the heart, very calming, and helps suppress the stress hormones. It has a dampening effect on the adrenaline and you know, if you've got high cortisol levels, the magnesium helps push all that down and regulate the blood pressure. It just helps us to move into that super relaxed state, because it also calms the GABA receptors that makes us feel satisfied and calm and relaxed. So we need to move into that kind of state before sleeping. And, you know, don't watch TV or do your computers with the blue screen in front of you right before bed. You know, have like a space, maybe around 2 hours, so you have dim lighting. You've got to try and make it darker and darker, because the darkness then triggers that sleep system. And the other thing is, we have windows of time to get to sleep. So if you get to sleep after midnight, it's harder to get into a deeper sleep. You really need to get to sleep by maybe 10 or 11. And that helps you move into that deeper zone, because from midnight, remember, the pineal gland is keyed and programmed to generate your very vital melatonin, but you need to move into those deeper and deeper levels of sleep. So you kind of like need to slide into it. And if you wait too long, you might miss the boat, miss that window to get in there to that nice deep sleep, where you wake up the next morning feeling fully refreshed and really good and ready for the day and for more metabolism and energy. And your brain is alive, and it, and you're not depressed, you're motivated and enthusiastic. And that's when everything is working really well, when you've had your housekeeping done at night during the deep sleep. And that's when also the other cells are renewed and replaced and repaired. The body repairs itself, any damage that's been done. You know, the maintenance team moves in during deep sleep, because you can't have all the engines running. The maintenance doesn't happen while the high activity happens. You have to switch back from the sympathetic mode to the parasympathetic mode. It's an autonomic system that works in the background to maintain all your cells and systems. And if you miss it, you get sick, very sick.
I was just thinking that the two functions of sleep, one is to detox the body, but specifically the dreaming is part of the cleansing of the brain. So I would think that if you're not sleeping deeply and you're not dreaming, you're not cleansing the brain and the pineal gland, you know? Yes.
Yeah, that's when the pineal is doing its biggest work. And that's when it's also making traces of the DMT. That's what they reckon causes your vivid dreaming cycles. It also happens to be present at birth and at end of life, or during near-death experiences. Isn't that amazing?
Here's the thing I was thinking about before. When I put people into a trance, either we're doing the energetic system upgrade because something's not right, emotionally, career-wise, relationship-wise. So that's the energetic system upgrade, or the grief relief session where we're using my transdimensional grief resolution method to connect to loved ones in spirit. In all cases, they're describing the feeling that people have when the pineal gland is being activated, like when you do the ayahuasca trip or you're taking a DMT, you know, journey with the medication. I have observed that you can actually exercise the pineal gland like you exercise other parts of the body. And that through the practice in the transdimensional grief resolution method, you're literally waking up the pineal gland. And I put the electromagnesium on the base of the skull, right? And then we do this experience, and everyone describes that feeling of pineal gland activation, of being calm but awake and insightful and relaxed and peaceful and one with God and spirit and love. And so I think it's a hack that we can actually exercise the gland.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. And also there are many reports that meditation also enhances how the pineal gland works. And you need to avoid chemicals like fluoride. Fluoride brings more calcium in and locks it up. Fluoride turns it into stone. So if you're drinking tap water, please, you know, get a filter, a proper one that gets the fluoride out, and try and avoid processed foods. And some medications even have a large amount of fluoride. You know, we often don't know where it comes from. It's good to try and be more mindful about fluoride, because it's real nasty when it comes to the pineal gland. A scientist a number of years ago, Professor Luke et al, found the pineal gland absorb more fluoride and calcium than the bones themselves. Huge amounts more, thousands of percent more. So,
Sandy, I took as a child the fluoride pills. That was popular in those days, so to prevent cavities. I took them, you know, and you would think, my goodness. And I remember having insomnia from the time I was a young child. So I had all those strikes against me, but still, this is, I guess, part of my destiny. My pineal gland is refusing to not be on board, you know, in spite of obstacles.
It's funny, but the chronic ingestion of fluoride is even more toxic than one big load in a pill where you pee most of it out. It's those smaller trace amounts getting through in your food and water that actually get into the cells and accumulate over time. Yeah, so exercising the pineal and practicing meditation gives it a bit of a shove, and, you know, just good, basically good lifestyle. And so sunshine during the day to trigger that mechanism, eating the tryptophan foods, creating that relaxing environment at night, not missing your proper window of sleep to get into that deeper level. Making the room very dark, because darkness is also a good trigger for the pineal gland to kick into action. So draw all the curtains. Do not have any electrical devices in the bedroom. No, don't plug your phone in the bedroom, have it outside, because all of those frequencies can stimulate the pineal and keep your adrenaline up too high, and adrenaline will block the ability of the melatonin to be made because it's competing. The stress hormone stops that deeper relaxation state to make the melatonin. So you need to keep it calm and dark.
We're at the end. I just can't even believe it, because we could go on for hours and hours and hours. And I want to make sure in the last few seconds, everyone knows again how to find you. So hit it.
Electramagnesium.com.au. So that's ELEKTRA, magnesium.com.au. And we've got lots of resources, articles, videos, and a full product range of different strengths of magnesium to suit different skin types and different needs. So please come along and check out the website and send me an email if you have a question.
Yes. I mean, it's obvious that, you know, our meeting was not an accident, because we both have been following parallel train tracks, to extend that metaphor, right? Helping people to connect to the self, to the love of yourself, to the love of others, to back, in my case, also to connecting to those in spirit. And magnesium is the love mineral. It is the mineral that turns on the heart, all the electromagnetic functions in the body, and connects us to God, to love, to spirit. So I'm so happy that we found each other and that I'm able to support you in your mission in every way I can.
Oh, thank you, Jamie. I love you too.
All right, everybody, you take good care. Surround yourself in love and magnesium, and sleep in darkness and peace. We'll see you next time.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.